Yud Aleph Sivan, Friday the 17th of June, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grossnas. Topics relevant to Parashas Soto.
Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Sivan Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif Gimel, tells us the following halacha. Gedoyla Shazinza Beshoigeg, a Gedoyla that does not Beshoigeg, Shesovra Shabalahu, she thought it was a husband, Vuhu Acher, and it is not, it's someone else, Muteres Lebalo Yisrael, she's Mutter to her husband as long as he's Yisrael, not a Kohen. We're not going to delve into this too much, but this is a case we actually have Ala Torah, Veshloimis Bastivri, and the Mitzri which Moshe Rabbeinu killed. This Mitzri made as if she was her husband, and then when her husband came back and realized what happened, the Mitzri was hitting her husband all day, so Moshe Rabbeinu killed that Mitzri. That's the first case brought in Shulchan Aruch, which we will not discuss today. The next case is as follows. Aval Zinso, Shesovra Shemuta Liznois. An Isha that does Znus, because she thinks it's Mutta to do the Znus. Hava Kamezida is considered a Mezid, even though she thought it's Mutta to do Znus, it's considered a Mezid. Va'asura Labala, and she becomes Osa to her husband. So again, a lady that does Znus, because she thinks halachically she's allowed to do Znus. The halacha is, she's asked her husband because we consider her a mezid. Now the Taz in Yoredea, anyone that learns Basa B'cholov, comes across this Taz in Simon Sadites, Yoredea Simon Sadites, who says the following. Someone that does an action, the mezid. However, he thinks that he's doing what he's doing is halachically correct. So the action he does with full will, because he thinks it's halachically correct. So he's amazed if you look at his action. However, the thoughts that led him to this action is the fact that he thought that this halacha was correct and it was incorrect. So klape the halacha, he's a shoigeg. Klape the action, he's amazed. How do we classify this person? Shoigeg or amazed? Says the Taz, and he brings many riyas. He's considered a shoigeg. And the question is, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha says, Zinso shesovra shemuta liznois. She thought it's muta to do znus. That means mitzad the halacha, she thought she was doing the correct thing. She's a shoigeg klape the halacha. She's a mezid klape the maisa. And halacha is, she's considered a mezid. She's also to her husband. Why? I thought we said, to bidvar halacha is called a shoigeg. The Taz asks this question. And he says that the Isha Shazinsa, she thought it was Mutter, is different to all the other cases. There's a Gzeris HaKosov that tells us she is different than all the other cases. And when she thinks she's doing something Mutter, she thinks halachically she's allowed to do Znus. Even though that's a Shoigeg, but because Bemezid she's doing this Maisa, she's Osa to her husband. Why? Why is it different? That normally, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, to bidvar halacha, if you make a mistake and you think you're doing the right thing according to halacha, so you're shoigeg klape halacha, and you're mazed in your mice, in your deed, in your act, we say, we look at the fact that it was a mistake, and you thought that you were allowed to do this according to halacha, and when it comes to Saita, or to an Isha Labala, then even though she thought halachically she's allowed to do this nus, but the mice was a mice mazed, she's also to her husband. Why is this case different? So there's a very, very famous Marik in Shoyrish Kuf Samach Zayin that discusses this Shaila. And he says like this. Soita is different because the Gzeris HaKosov isn't a Mal or Mal Bashem. It's not. She's also Mal Bashem. She also rebels against Hashem, the Soita. But it's not just a Me'ila Bashem. It says a Mal or Boy Mo'al. She rebelled against her husband. And therefore, says the Marik, even an Isha that somehow thinks that it's Mutter to do Znus, she still knows that when she does the action of Znus, she's rebelling against the husband. And therefore, If it would say Amalam al Bashem, you're rebelling against Hashem, then we'd say, no, she's not rebelling against Hashem because she thinks halachically this is correct, therefore she's not going against Torah Hashem. However, since it says she's rebelling against her husband, she knows that even if it's mutter to rebel against her husband, she's definitely rebelling by doing this ma'isa. Right? She thinks it's halachically correct, but it's definitely a rebellion. It's definitely going against a marriage. And therefore, since the Torah stresses here, mala boy moal, that the point of the is that she's going against her husband, then even if in halacha she feels she's correct, but a rebellion, a poshta rebellion against her husband there is, and therefore she's osa to her husband.
She thinks the rebellion is mutter.
Yeah. But it doesn't help, because she's rebellious. She's rebellious. We're not looking in Issa Veheta, we're looking in Metzias. The Torah tells us that if in Metzias she's rebellious against her husband, even though she thinks halachically it's correct, but in Metzias she knows that this is a stira to marriage, then she'll still be also on her husband. So this is a one-off case.
So it's a kosher
of Alunia. So it's a kosher, yeah.
To somebody who complains of the dinim of Sotah, loved Africa to stung a woman she's in so.
What do you mean?
For instance, her husband warned her in advance.
Okay, fine. That's for the practical. And a chanami. No, the halachas of soita apply if you want to give her to drink. But to be a sofik on also on her husband and all these things can be without the drink. Right? If someone saw her doing znus, then she's also even without the drink. The drink is, you can't give a drink if there's edim, if there isn't kinu and stira. But leaving all that aside, the rebellion against her husband there is, and she's also to her husband. And you can't have the biru of the water if there wasn't kin in the sea, but she's also the husband. Even without the dinim of Saita. Okay, so that's stage one. Moal or boy moal, that there's a rebellion, she's also to her husband, even if she thought she's doing everything according to the halacha. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Zintza shesovra shemutta lizno. She thought it was mutta to do the znus. Havaka mezida, it's like a mezid. Vasur lebalo. Because especially in the halacha of Isha Levala, there's a rule she cannot rebel, not against the halacha, against the husband. It's a practical, it's a simple rebellion without halachas involved. Now, there is Moshe in Eben Ezer Chelik Dalad, Chubamem Dalad, brings not such a nice case. I'm not going to elaborate, you two. It's just very, very simple, and everyone can understand in short version. Basically, there was an Isha that was married to her husband, they were far away from Torah, and the husband ordered her lasso iznus with a nochri. Why? I don't know. But anyway, that was the case. And what could she do but comply? And then they both did tshuva later on in their lives, and they wanted to know if their mutter, one to another, because Isha shazinso. Right? Says Rav Moshe, maybe in this case, we can be, obviously it's not allowed, right? Also, and if there'd be a bezdin, we can imagine what would happen. But in Lamaisa, they did tshuva, are they allowed to be together? Yes, why? Because although she thought, let's take the case, she thought she's allowed to do this nus. Why? Husband told her to. His nus is when one doesn't, when one just goes inquired and does it. The husband told her to, so she thought she was allowed to in such a case. However, the Marik says she's rebelling against her husband. She's not. Her husband told her to. And therefore, she's tor vidva halacha, first of all. That's klapi the me'ila against Hashem. She thought she's allowed to, if her husband says she can. And she's not mala boy mal. She's not rebelling against him, because the husband allowed her to. So Ramosha wants to say in such a case, b'di'eved, will allow them to stay together. It's a long tshuva. This is one of the points. The problem is, that if you look in the Marik, it's not so simple. The Marik says, one of his rayas, that the wife is Osa, even when she makes a mistake in Halacha just because she's rebelling, is from Esther Malka. What's the case by Esther Malka? The Gemara says, that she said, Kasher Avati Avati. Right? So, what's the case? The Gemara says, that until now, I didn't go to him, he came to me. Now, I went to him, it was Barotzen, so I become Osa on Mordechai. That's what the Gemara says. Now, let's understand the case. The case is, it was a mitzvah for her, it was a mitzvah for her to be with Achashverosh, to save Klal Yisrael. That was the case. So it was definitely, it was better than Torah B'dvar Halacha. It was actually correct to do this znus. Maybe it's called Averi Lishma, we'll leave that in brackets. But it was a mitzvah, it was the correct thing to do. Sorry? They talk about that. They talk about it. Tosfos talks about it, yeah. That the Noel Yehuda holds he did. But okay. So, it was the correct thing to do. And yet, she's also a Mordechai, Kasher Avati Avati. Why? The answer is, Omar Boy Moal. She's rebelled against us. What's going on? Why is it Omar Boy Moal? Says the Marik, even so, says the Marik, that since she did the Maisa Barotzen, because she had to, because it was a mitzvah too, but since she did the Maisa Barotzen, that in essence is a Merida Baba'ala. He holds, even if the husband tells her to, it's a metzias of a rebellion against the husband. Because it's a stira to the marriage. Doesn't matter who told you to, it's a stira to the marriage. So if by Esther Malka, where it was correct, and it was, as everyone's asking, not even a rebellion, really, it's still considered a rebellion. Kal v'chomer, in a case where it was an incorrect decision, and it was an incorrect permission. And Mamela, the case of Ramosha would be very schwer, if you're following the Marik, to be Mati. Yeah, so you're right. We're going to come to the post. We do ask her, but if you think about it, in essence, she is. It doesn't matter. You're right. She's following instructions, but it's a steerer to the Kedushin. Not to his saying and his mind. It's a steerer to Kedushin. Kedushin, and she's miyuchet to him, and here she's soysa that. It's a rebellion. Even though, clap in the mind, it's not. Sorry? Why?
Because the Mu'al Imal means that she's doing something treacherous against
him. That's how we look at it. But the Marik. Yeah, correct. But that's how we look at it. But Marik holds that's still Umal of Imal. Still Umal of Imal. Okay. As long as she's doing Barotzen, this Maisa is negative the Kedushin. La Maisa, the Gedolei HaPoskim can ask on it this question. The Chasam Sofer, in Parsha Tetzaveh, in Shtikl on Parsha Zocho, he says, he doesn't go so far in his question, but he says, the fact that it was a mitzvah, says Bishleima when she's oimer mutter, when it's a mistaken halacha, I could hear that, but lamaisa, she's going against her husband. Very nice. Halachically, you've done everything correct, but you're rebelling against your husband. But when you're doing it l'shem shemayim, you're not doing it to rebel, you're doing it because this is what Hashem wants. Clearly, that's not a rebellion. Chasam Sofer's question. The Binyan Tzion. Right, the Binyan Tzion, Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Kufin and Dalet, also asks this question. She's discovering Hashem Shemayim, that's not a Me'ila. And he says further, like everyone here asked, that Mordechai told her to go be with Achashverosh. So he was asking for this Me'ila. That's not Me'ila, that's not called rebelling. But the Marik says it is. Because she does the Maisa Barotzen, even though it's correct and has to be, but that is a stira to Kedushin, and it's called Amal Abomar. Now, I wasn't sure really if to do this, but it was late last night, and I didn't have time to prepare anything else. So this is the topic. So I'll give you an even more scary story. And the truth is, in this generation, that there's lots of stories popping up here and there. So maybe you could die to hear one or two, just to not be blinded to dangerous facts. The Eitz Hara opens to all of us. So, the Binyan Tzion, in Chelik Aleph, Eben Ezer Simu Kufnun Dalad, brings the following story. It could be it's well known. The story goes like this. Again, I'm not going to elaborate too much, and you get the gist. So the story is that, I'll read you his words, just to show you how shocked the Binyan Tzion was. He says, Hine ze yomim loy kabe, it wasn't long ago, bo maisa lefona, a story came to me, whoever hears it, Tatsileno Shtei Oznov, his both ears basically would want to be saved from hearing it. In one of the villages under his jurisdiction, he says there's two families. And they go away, Lemiska, the two Balabatim, they go away Lemiska for a while, and they leave their families behind. And one of the Noshim was a very tznua, Isha Chasuda, etc. And a man came, he says, happens to be from Medina's Poilin, and he came with Begodim Kruim, etc. Tall clothes, and he asked a place to stay. The husbands were away. They had their families there, it wasn't Yichud, etc. So he says, Eloshim, Yiroso Kosloso. Her great Yerushalayim actually caused her damage. Because you have to be a bit wary, etc. And she allowed him in. So he wasn't a normal person. What I mean, he wasn't normal. The story was like this. He wouldn't eat anything meaty. He wouldn't drink, only water. And he'd do many mice precious and sigufim koshin. All day he'd sit in his room, locked up, and safe in his hands. And at night, the chatzois, he'd do tikkun chatzois. And he wouldn't sleep on a bed, or sit on a bench, only on the floor, and stones under his head. And every day he'd do tefillah and cold water, except twice, when it was very cold. This is what he did every single day, for a week or so. Lel Shabbos, after the Suda, he happened to stay a little longer after everyone had disappeared. And there was a, I don't know if it was Mamash Yichud, but that was the situation. And he got into a Din of Dvorim, and he, basically he said to her that he is a Shluch of the Rachmana, and his name is Eliyahu Hanavi. Yeah? And basically he wants to bring the Geula already, and that's it. That's all he said. So then everyone went off to their places, and then Be'emtza Halayla, he turned up and he basically was brought a situation explaining that he's Eliyahu Hanavi, he needs to bring about the Mashiach, and Ein Isha Tznua Elohi, and basically it has to be with this situation. And he did Avera a few times, and then he told her, that in order that you know that it's me, that I'm Eliyahu, you see that chest over there in the room, after I go, you have to check on this and this day, and don't open it beforehand, but you'll find, on this and this day, you'll find it full of coins, phrase 400 something, a big sum of money, and you'll know that it was Eliyahu Hanavi, and that this nest happened, and your chest became full of money. So she didn't dare open it. The story was over, he disappeared, and she sent a letter to her husband. This shows her tmimus. This is the Aruch HaNeir uses it after it's part of the Heter. Come home from your business, we're rich now. Right? It's an amazing story happened. Come home, we're rich. He comes home, she opens the box, and it's empty. She faints, and she tells her husband the whole story. And she says, I mamash meant Hashem Shemayim to bring Mashiach, and and he said, Be'etzem, he was a horrible person, I wouldn't have gone. Yeah, so Lemaisa, her husband was choshesh, and he asked the Aruch HaNeir, are they mutter, yes or no? So he's got a long tshuva about it, and in the end he says, I have a mokum leheta, but I can't do it myself without three other rabbonim, etc. But one of the points that I brought up is the marik. Is the marik. But before, let's bring it out. She thinks she did a mitzvah. Let's say she's not lying. And let's say this story happened. It could be she just wants to make up a story to be Osa Abala. That's always part of the chashash, right? And Isha's not always Naaman. That's also a Yisoid. But what's the cheshbon here? According to the Marik, she's done a mitzvah, right? Like Esther Malka, she did a mitzvah. She meant to bring Mashiach. But even though she meant to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah is mala boy mal. Not the way we understand mala boy mal, that she meant to be rebellious, but according to the Marik, she meant to be rebellious because she did a maisa that is a stira to marriage. Baratzen. She agreed. And a mela, she could be also on the husband. Similar to the case of the Igros Moshe. Just in brackets, the time is running out. There is a story in the war. I once saw one of the very reliable book, that there was someone that was shot amongst the people that were shot into the pits. So he didn't actually get shot, he jumped in. And he was full of blood, and no one got him. So he needed food, he was desperate for food. And he didn't know where to go. Eventually he remembered in his town that there's an Epsa Isha Tumimo that, you know, Mamash believes in their religion. So he went to the door and he knocked on, which got a big fright, and he said that, I am Yoshka. And I'm on a divine mission, and I need bread and water. And she ran to bring bread and water, and he said, he's come back to earth, he mustn't tell anyone, because if you do, etc., 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 and that saved his life. So, I mean, that's the opposite way around. But, yeah. So, the Shmuz Yaakov has the following shaila. There was bandits that captured a group of Yidden, and they wanted their money. And the Yidden wouldn't part with their money, and they were going to kill the Yidden because of it, until an Isha with Klizeno Aleha diverted the situation. And the question is she mutter to her husband? Now, leaving out the Arig Valiavoy, I don't want to discuss that now, right? How could she use that? But let's go into, is it mal or mal? Is it mal or bo mal? Was it a rebellion against her husband, or was it to save their lives? To save their lives, they were going to kill them. I leave the Arig Valiavoy, it's discussed. I'm not discussing it now. I'm talking about the mal or bo mal. Was it a rebellion? So, the Shmuz Yaakov says, Mitzvah Gedoyla Ososoka Esther Malka. She saved Eden. Again, leaving out the Arig Valiavoy. Mitzvah Gedoyla Ososoka. However, she's Osa on her husband.
The husband was one of the people captured.
Could be. I don't know. Could be. She's Osa. By the way, the Noid Bihuda goes very, very, very upset with this Shmuz Yaakov. In Tinyona Kuf Samachalaf, you're there, Tinyona Kuf Samachalaf, he says, no way is this allowed to be done nowadays. You can't make cheshbonos of mitzvah, gedoyla, esta malka. But again, leaving out the Arig Valiavoy element, which is stammer problem, only we say by tzadekus, that she's not ne'ene ma'avera, etc. But leaving that out, it's not allowed. Only esta malka that saved Klal Yisrael, mahoydu v'ad kush, and it was Baruch HaKodesh, and it was with the Beis Din Amad Chatzadik, then it's allowed. Otherwise, it's never allowed, so should be. Like upon him, Shmuz Yaakov says it's a mitzvah, and he says that she's also on the husband. And he makes the following chiluk, which is going to help us for these cases. He says that the Gemara, on the one hand, says Esther Malka was also on her husband. On the other hand, on the next page, it says that when she was going, Ruach HaKodesh went away from her for a minute, and then it came back. Why did she complain? She's stubborn. She said, I'm not a Barotson, I'm Ba'oinus. So if she's Ba'oinus, then why is she also on her husband? Oinus isn't Osa. So he explains like this. There's two types of oinsim or shoygegim. One is when it's directly to do with the issa, and one is when it's a side circumstance. What do I mean to say? Like this. In the case of the Igros Moshe, the husband coerced her into doing znus. That was the etzem tachlis. In the case of the Binyan Tzion, the etzem tachlis was the znus to bring about Mashiach. In the case of Esther Malka, the Etzim Znus was not what was needed. It was that Tzola of Klal Yisrael was needed, however you could get it. But in order to do that, she had to go to the king, and Mamela it would be a Znus Baratzen. It wasn't what was actually needed. It was just in order to get her way, to be able to help Klal Yisrael, she had to come to him, and Mamela it would demand a Znus. But it wasn't what was being asked of her. Same with these highwaymen. They were asking for the money. They weren't asking for their lives. They were asking for the money. So Mamela, really, if they'd give in and give the money, she wouldn't need to do the znus. They weren't giving in, so they were going to kill them. So she had to do the znus to save them. So it wasn't really that they were demanding. The oinus wasn't really on znus. It was an outcome of the oinus. To save the situation, she was forced to do it. But Be'etzen, there was no demand for znus. No Achashverosh didn't demand for znus. It was the way to find a way to save them, it had to come lidei znus. Mamela, in such a case, we say that's where the Marik holds. It's still mal or bo mal, because she took upon herself to go into the situation to do znus. Although it was correct, But since it wasn't what was demanded of her, such an oinus, when it's done barotzen, the demand is an oinus, but the demand wasn't directly on the znus, such an oinus does us on the husband, because it's an element of mal over mal. It's an element of arm coming into the situation and creating it, even though it's needed. But when the situation actually creates the demand for znus, then it's really, it's not her fault. There's nothing she can do. The situation is demanding this. It's not her coming towards it. Then, if it's a tar and all the different cases that we mentioned, then she could be mutter. The Chachma Shloima goes a step further. And he says, actually, even when the situation does not demand a znus, but the znus will be a hatzola straight away, the znus will save straight away. For instance, in the case of the highwoman, he'll be mekel. He says, in the case of the highwoman, although they wanted the money, and because they weren't giving it, they're going to be killed, and she saved them from being killed. So really, give the money, right? Don't, you know, the situation has become because of, not because of znus, it's because they manea the money. But still, since by her doing the znus, she saved their lives straight away, the robbers let them off. So it was a direct impact of the znus, the hatzalah, and it was boinus, whatever it was, as we said, so then it'll be mutter. Even if they're not demanding znus, she'll be mutter lebala, because it's not a merida. Because you see straight away an outcome. However, by Esther, it was just a stage to come to the next stage. It was a stage to be able to make a banquet, to be able to invite Haman to the banquet, to be able to kill. So maybe you don't see so much that Solas Klal Yisrael straight away in that action. And therefore, since she did the Maisa Barot, we're more machmir on that case. So, that's basically the topic. I just want to share with you one other nekuda. Right? It's a big topic, it needs much more ear than that. That's in shorthand, this topic. Just one other nekuda I want to share with you, Dvar Chiddush. Why does a lady that did Yichud, Chori, done something wrong, and then the water shows that she's clean, why is she zocher to children? I spoke about it here once, but this nekuda we never spoke about. Why is she zocher to children? She did something wrong. Why should she be zocher to children? So, three mahalchim I saw. First of all, the Aruch Chaim says there has to be that she never came up, did anything close to the Avera, meaning there wasn't Chibuk V'Nishuk, etc. That's first of all. But even so, she did Yichud. So three Mahalachim. One Mahalach is that on this Avera, Busha Mechaperes. In fact, she's had such Bushas, she's had a Kapara, and it's been such a terrible Busha, forget, she's Zocher to children, even though the beginning was wrong, but this Busha was so great, that's where Rebbeinu and Ibishtis says. But on the other hand, Rav Nissan Eibeshit says, in another piece, he says, actually, we can't punish her because the mice of the water show that she's clean. And we can't start punishing her because then it will say, oh, the water doesn't do its job properly. So you know why she has a child? It's actually not such a brocha. Poinked avoin avois avonim. It's to be able to have a child, to be able to punish the child, which is a punishment for her. Because a poinked avoin avois avonim. That's a new way of thinking. And the third chart is Rav Shaul Nathanson, Divrei Shaul, he says that the fact, it's true it was incorrect to do the Avera, but the fact the person was in the Mokum of an Avera, in a Mokum Yichud, and all the possibilities to do the Avera, and it was Ke'esh bin Oiris. One of such situations, very difficult to pull out. And Afilu Hochi, the person was Koivish Yitzroy, in the situation he brought upon himself, but he never did the Avera. That is an unbelievable thing, he says. And Mamela is Zoychat her child. Even though it came from the incorrect.